Good morning, everyone. It's time for our KDHL AM Minnesota program. It is indeed an honor to have with us this morning the Grand Marshal of the Faribault Winterfest Parade, which is tomorrow evening. I've got Heidi Ernst, right?
That's me.
Heidi, how are you?
I am good on this winter day.
Yeah, I think the forecasters were wrong. They said we're going to get a half inch. We've got that now, at least.
We sure do.
No question. So you were chosen as the Grand Marshal because you have started what's called the Earnest Effort Christmas Wish, right?
Sure do.
How did that all get started?
So we've been doing this since 2011. I didn't start it on purpose. I ended up running into an old classmate, just sort of like a acquaintance, not somebody that I knew really well. And when I asked her if she was ready for Christmas, she broke down in tears. And she was going through a hard divorce, and her ex-husband had closed the accounts, and she didn't know how she was going to get her two kids Christmas. And I left that day thinking, you know, if I was the one that she talked to about that, she obviously had to have a very heavy heart because she didn't know me very well. And I didn't feel good about it. So I figured it out that year. I came back and put it on my Facebook page and said, hey, I know a girl that needs some help. Does anybody want to help me with her? And that's how it started. So it was completely by accident. It was not something I ever planned to do. But here we are all these years later.
So how does this work?
So we are a nomination-based program, and everything we do is anonymous. So I do it that way so like a neighbor can kind of watch a neighbor and be like, oh, they could use some help. But there's never that awkward conversation or making them feel bad that people notice that they need something. So about October-ish, I start taking nominations. So people nominate other people. We go through them, pick some families, and then we provide a great Christmas for them.
Now, you said we. So do you have a board or something?
Yep, I do. I'm a legal nonprofit, so I have a board. And by far the hardest part of this entire thing is going through that stack of nominations and picking and choosing. Obviously, if we could help every single one, we would. But like this year, I think we're at 121 nominations. So we do what we can. And yeah, so we pick our families, and then on Thanksgiving Day, we put our featured families out. So I never want to overpromise, underdeliver. So I start with a really small number. So this year was 6, and we put a story out there, and then a Christmas wish list. And then you read that on Thanksgiving, and then you can either buy off of the list, or you can donate monetarily.
So then you don't go out and buy the items. Other people go out and buy the items.
Well, there's two kind of donators from what I've learned over the years.
Sure.
There's the shoppers, and those are the ones that love to go out and buy things. And then there's ones that just don't have the time for that, but they still really want to help. So those ones like to just donate money, and then I'll shop.
Which do you prefer?
It really doesn't matter. You know, if people go out and shop, and then our drop-off is here in town at Judd Osterman and Demro. So without those guys, there's no way this would work because I get a real-time update of what's being brought in every single day. So our lists that we post are constantly changing and constantly moving because of them. I work full-time, so I wouldn't be able to, you know, run around and pick things up and do all of that. So this program really wouldn't work without that drop-off site.
Is that where you work?
No, I work at Farm Bureau Insurance up in Eagan.
Oh, okay. So, all right. So what's your connection to Judd Osterman and Demro?
Eric Craig, he's just a great friend of mine, and he really wanted to help, and I told him what I needed, and they've been on board ever since.
Cool.
And all the guys and girls there are so helpful, and they're just great. I can send one of my kids in there to pick something up. I can send someone in to drop off a check, and everything's nice and safe and secure, and they're great people over there.
So 121 nominations this year.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the most ever?
Yes, but I think it's kind of a fluke because our group that we have on Facebook, I always, you know, would let people into that group. something in that algorithm changed this year where people just joined and I didn't have to approve them. So we've got probably, you know, a good handful of out-of-state people that we never, you know, obviously we can't help them, but those don't usually get into our group.
So those people are nominated, but they won't necessarily get what their wish is.
Right, right. I mean, I can't. I'd love to go to Florida right now and go help someone down there, but it's just not in the cards for us.
No. So what is your area?
So I really try to stay local. And by local, I mean if people know about us and there's money coming in from that community, I consider it local. So Faribault, I live out in Kilkenny, so Montgomery's close to me, Morristown, just kind of that little circle there. We've helped in Northfield before, Kenyon.
Waterville,
yep, just that little circle there.
Okay, well, that's plenty, right?
Oh, it's huge.
And the need sounds like it's just incredible.
There's always a need, especially now. The lists definitely have changed this year where there's not, you know, huge wants. There's more groceries and
clothing,
pay our
mittens,
gas bill, and
sort of,
yeah, snow pants, jackets, you know, things like that.
Not a snowmobile or anything like that, right?
Right. I did have a little girl. She hand wrote her list, which is my favorite to see. And she wrote $100 on there. She was a little 8-year-old, and I thought that was the sweetest thing ever.
Yeah. Well, hopefully she gets it.
We'll try to make that work.
In a $100 bill.
Exactly. For an 8-year-old, that's a big deal.
Well, that is. It's a big deal for me, and I'm not 8.
I agree.
No. I was 8 a long time ago.
Not too long.
over a half century ago, I was 8. Well, we're going to get our Linder Market Report and analysis here shortly. We are visiting with Heidi Ernst. She's the Grand Marshal. So how did it go over when you got the call from, I'm assuming it was Nort at the Chamber?
It was. It was Nort and Cassie Steves, two great people that have always supported our program. So they called, and I kind of gave them a little bit of heck and said, oh, you're kind of scraping the bottom of the barrel this year to come all the way to me for this. But it's a great honor, and it'll be a cool thing. And the kids are excited. Our volunteers are excited. We're going to make our own float. So we'll be out there all lit up and handing out some information cards and a whole bunch of candy.
Well, the neat thing about it is you get to publicize your program more, right?
Right. And right now we are only on Facebook. We don't actually have a website yet, which I'm hoping to get done this year.
Okay.
So we do have a very small community that we, you know, can actually reach out to. So if we're in this parade, there's going to be a lot of people that don't know who we are.
Oh, unbelievable. And the numbers of people that come to that Winterfest parade.
It's a great parade. And this year for them to get rid of the cars down Central to make it a little more open, yeah. And it's going to be great.
So have you gone to the parade before?
Oh, absolutely. Why would you not go?
Well, that's a good question. That's a good question. How long did you grow up here, Heidi?
I did. I grew up out in Shieldsville on a dairy farm. Duke and Mary Lou are my mom and dad. Ernst family in Faribault is a big name. So big name, big family, loud people. So that's where I come from.
And you're sticking to it. We're going to get that market report, I think, now. And then we're going to visit some more. So you just stay comfortable in your chair there in the KDHL studio. Heidi Ernst, Grand Marshal of the Winterfest Parade, is our guest on AM Minnesota today. It's such a delight to have her in studio and learn all about her great organization. We'll get you more information on where you can donate, how you can donate. When AM Minnesota continues, light snow, 21 degrees in downtown Fairmont.
AM Minnesota on the Mighty 920 KDHL.
Great, Jim. Thank you.
Thanks, Linda. Bye.
It's time for an update here on the Linder Farm Network. Joining us, Jim Emter, Van On & Company, Alexandria. Well, fairly quiet on this Thursday morning and mixed. Jim, what are you following?
I think the big thing here yesterday, Linda, is we moved the measuring stick back. Reports, you know, had always been that by January 1, China needed to buy this 12 million metric tons. But the sense now, basically pushing that back to the end of February and saying that they're still on track to meet the 12 million metric ton purchases. So you know, I think it's kind of give and take on that front. I mean, if we came into Jan 1, didn't have the purchases, and all of a sudden tariffs go back into play, I don't think that would be a great circumstance for beans at all. So what they're doing is they're extending the timeline, confident that China's going to show up here in time, and we'll see if that occurs or not. But soybeans, you know, could, and from my vantage point, easily rally a buck or sell off a buck here pending what happens here over the next few months. Obviously, other key variables here are Brazilian rains and, you know, center north looking to get rain here over the next 7 days, center south looking to get rain in the second week of the outlook. So, again, if we get the rains as advertised, you know, this bean market could take a healthy cleanse down towards, you know, this 1095 to 1075 area that would fit in with the head and shoulders formation that's developed now. And we broke the neckline, and, you know, we'll just see how things shake loose. If we get back above 1130, well, then we have to back off on the head and shoulders. But with the break below 1130 yesterday, this is a market that could find some momentum if all the pieces come for a healthy pullback into that zone and then possibly a rebuild rally as we work into the new year. So keep an eye on soybeans. Corn, on the other hand, private sales this morning, good export sales. That continues to be the tone here. But we got basically 100.8 thousand metric tons of corn to Colombia and 392.5 thousand metric tons to Mexico reported in private sales this morning.
And Jim, what about livestock trade?
Yeah, the cattle market, obviously, New World screwworm right on the near the border, 120 miles away, has optimism that the border won't reopen anytime soon. That's got feeders and lives catching a bid this morning. And hogs just making a good technical trade. We got initial base, we got a rally, a pullback, and now if we can extend above this key area, and that area that we need to get above is about $82. If we can make the trade here today, that activates upside price counts.
Jim Emter, Van Auden Company, Alexandria. Chicago March corn, 444 and three quarters, up one and a quarter. July, 456 and a half, up a half. And January beans, 1118, up two and a quarter. March, 1128 and a quarter, up two and three quarters. July, 1154, now 1155, up two and a quarter. January soybean meal, up 280. January soybean oil, down 24. March Chicago wheat, down one and a half. March Minneapolis, 573, down three and a quarter. And live cattle trade this morning, February 223.15, up 125. April up 102. January feeder cattle 334.60, up two, now up 282. March is up 240. And December lean hogs up 37. February up 57. April up 65. The Dow is up 40. This is a Linder Farm Network.
Hertz Farm Management of Mankato, Minnesota is holding a one-chance sealed bid land sale for 80 total acres of land located in Lamberton Township, Redwood County, northwest of Lamberton, Minnesota. This well-drained farm has 78.91 tillable acres and an 86.6 CPI soil rating. Sealed bids are due Wednesday, December 17th at noon. For a bid packet or additional information, visit Hertz.ag or call Hertz Farm Management in Mankato at 507-345-LAND.
Sweetwater Ag was founded on a simple idea. Farmers deserve better. Created by Josh Hook and Wyatt Johansson, we're a family-owned independent supplier of branded and generic chemicals committed to fairness, transparency, and service. We know farming because we live it every day, and that perspective drives how we serve you. At Sweetwater Ag, it's farmers helping farmers with honest business and strong relationships. Sign up for our monthly price sheet and newsletter today at sweetwaterag.com or call 507-829-6469. Sweetwater Ag, same products, better prices.
Heidi, and that's our update on this Thursday morning.
Okay. Heidi Ernst is our guest. She's the Grand Marshal of the Faribault Heritage Days Parade. I mean, not the Heritage Days, but the Winterfest Parade. Why did I say Heritage Days?
You're hoping for summer.
There you go. That's a good idea. You remember what time the parade is tomorrow?
5:30, I believe. I think we line up at 4:30, and then I think it starts at 5:30.
And did they tell you you're going to ride on a fire truck?
They did. They said you can ride on a fire truck, or you can make your own float.
And you made your own float.
So we're making our own float.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't want to go up on the aerial ladder fire truck.
Actually, I thought it would be really cool, but it would be easier to get our name out if we had our own. So okay. That's why we did our own.
Can you divulge what's going to be on the float other than yourself?
A whole bunch of little kids, my nieces and nephews. The small ones are going to be riding with me and throwing candy. My sisters and friends and volunteers are going to be walking and throwing candy, handing out little information cards to tell you who Christmas is, Christmas wishes, and what we do.
How many people does it take to do this? You said volunteers are going to be on the float with you.
So I have a lot of volunteers that will help me wrap or pick families or shop, do things like that. The thing is with my program is I work full-time and I have three kids. So everything has to be done around that schedule.
Sure.
So there's a lot of 2 a.m. wrapping going on that I'm just kind of doing it by myself. Just because who else is that crazy?
You have your kids help out?
Yeah, the kids help out a lot. Watching them, I mean, Lainey is 14 now. When we started, she was one or something like that. Like, she was a little kid. So watching them grow with it, and they know that Christmas means Christmas wish, and things get crazy.
And the neat thing about it, Heidi, is the organization will probably never die. I'm guessing at least one of them will take it over after.
I hope so. I hope it works and keeps going. And I mean, that's why we've made it this long, is it just kind of works. So as long as that keeps happening, we'll keep doing it.
And how did you come up with the name, Earnest Effort Christmas Wish?
This is actually a good story. So the Faribault Daily News did a story on us on our second year. That second year, I think we did four families. And the headline of the article said, Faribault woman makes an earnest effort. And it's kind of a play on my last name.
Sure, yeah.
And ever since that day, that's what we've been called.
I thought maybe you came up with the name because of the last name.
No, they did. And I was like, that's pretty smart. And then that's just what we have been.
And it's caught on.
It has. It's caught on. It's easy to remember.
Four families the second year. Mm-hmm. How many did you have the first? Just the young lady, then the Walmart?
Two, actually, the first year, because the participation was so much more than one family needed that we actually slipped it into two families. The next family was four, and I think last year we were like 28 or 30, and one of those families had 12 kids.
Wow.
So last year was a good year.
So how can I, a listener, get involved, donate toward your cause?
So if you're on Facebook, just follow our page. It's called Earnest Effort Christmas Wish. You'll find a ton of information there, more about the story on how we started. That's where you get to read all of the stories of our families. And then to donate, we have PayPal, we have Venmo. You can message me and I'll give you my address. You can mail me a check. I'll come and pick it up if that helps you out.
Heidi, I think I'm going to donate that $100 to that 8-year-old.
I think that would be pretty dang great.
I think that would be awesome.
Yeah, she'll be excited.
What would really be awesome is if I could get a picture of her, a reaction from her seeing the $100 bill.
It would be.
And you wouldn't have to divulge who the person was, you know, just the picture.
Yep, I could try. I could try.
I think that would be awesome. And I'm also thinking that when you and your board get together, there are a lot of tears.
Everybody feels like they're going through something. And then you start looking at people in your community and realizing what's really going on around you. And it really makes you remember how good you got it. You know, like, yes, gas is expensive. And yes, groceries are expensive. But you can still get them. And there's a lot of people that can't right now.
Yeah. So can you, obviously, you don't divulge the people, mm-hmm. but can you divulge a couple of stories that you got this year?
Let's see. This year, we have one single dad. I won't say what department he's in, but he is a public servant. So he's out there protecting and serving every day.
Sure.
He's got twin boys and just struggling. You know, they got some health stuff going on. Their washing machine went out, things like that. So our goal of this year is to get those little boys set up for Christmas, and we're going to try to get that dad a washing machine.
Yeah. Wow. So do you approach businesses in that, you know, somebody who sells washing machines or something, see if they would donate? Or?
Mm-hmm. Yep, I'll do that. I'm trying to, like, play those networks out. We just had our channel in. They do a charity auction every year. And
they're such good people out
there. Oh, great people. And part of their proceeds, they always take a family. And when I say take a family, they take a family. Like, they show up, and they show up huge. And the family that they had this year, the girl just went through a heart transplant. She said, I know that this is a big wish, but I'm in bed a lot. We got our bed as a hand-me-down from someone else 13 years ago. I'd really love to get a new mattress. And Michelle worked her magic over at the channel, and I believe it was over in Dundas, the mattress store, and those guys are getting a bed delivered this week.
Cool.
So, working all those little networks is a huge deal for us.
So you have tears when you read them, and then it turns to smiles when you come through with things like the mattress.
Yeah, I mean, and I think I talked to Michelle about that, and 25, 30 minutes later, she called me back and said, you'll never believe what just happened. It was that fast that we went from, gosh, do you think we could get enough to get a mattress, to we have a mattress. So it was really great.
Do you want this to grow, or would you like to cap it off somewhere?
The potential to grow is always there. The resources is what will stop us. So I will keep going down that list of nominations as far as I can go until we're completely out of money. So where that money runs out, that's how big our year is. There's no like cap on the season. There's no, you know, this is the amount of families we're going to help. It's we're going to take those donations and we're going to spend them every season, because there's always going to be a nomination that we don't get to.
Because, I mean, you grew from 2 to 121 this year.
Yeah. Yeah, it's insane. I'm hoping we'll be 30-ish, 35 maybe this year that we'll be able to get to.
Might be more doable, right?
Right.
If you can limit it to that number.
Yeah.
And as you mentioned, Heidi, and you're right, the need is much greater than you can service.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be cool if some other people would start something similar.
Sure. And there has been little breakoffs of, you know, what we do. I know that there's one over in Janesville.
Oh, I'm thinking a church could take this over.
A church, they could. It's a lot to do.
So you talked about, do you have a number of people that help you? You said you're going to have a lot of volunteers, nephews, nieces, that sort of thing, mm-hmm, on the float.
Yep. It's really who can help me when I need the help. You know, I'll call up to the farm and see who's around. And, you know, I've got a lot of siblings, so usually one can come down and help, or whatever kid is home. Lainey and Ellie, they wrapped a whole family the other day before I even got the card written out to them. Like, they're really, really good at it.
Do you get to deliver the stuff?
Yep. We always deliver. We really, really like to stay anonymous, so our deliveries are maybe a minute, 2 minutes.
In the dead of the night?
Yeah. Some of them we do like a ding-dong ditch, where we just walk up to the door. They don't even know that we're coming.
Leave the package there,
knock on the door, and run. And those ones are really fun. And then we drive around the block until they pick a package up. So,
yeah. What a great idea. It's so cool that you took upon, I kind of think of it as a sign from heaven, that young woman that you met in the Walmart store who broke down crying. It was kind of a message from heaven.
I think it was. And I think that, you know, you got to take those messages and work with them. I mean,
well, and you had your own issues, as you mentioned, right? You got young kids. And
yeah.
At the time, you had young mm-hmm. kids.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, there's every single parent out there knows the stress of Christmas. I mean, when you're living a paycheck to paycheck life, and now you've got to somehow provide Christmas, and, you know, everywhere you go, it's magic, right? It's all magical, and Santa shows up, and here we go. And it's stressful.
Yeah, and unfortunately, reality is not that way.
Right. And there's definitely a group of people that can't get any help anywhere. And that's kind of the groups that we go for. You know, there's public assistance and things for people that need it, and that's great. And then there's people that don't need it. But then there's people that, you know, your furnace goes out in November, and now your entire Christmas is gone. So what do you do? Like, that group of people that doesn't doesn't get much help anywhere else. That's kind of who we're out here helping.
Well, I know what you're talking about there. I had a sore on the bottom of my foot. Mm-hmm. I ended up getting infected.
Sure.
Turns out I had diabetes. It's an abscess. And so they cut that out.
Yeah.
And right before I went into the hospital, the furnace went out in my house. So I know what you're talking about. That's not a small investment.
Right. It's stressful, you know.
And that was in January, so thank heavens it wasn't during Christmas. But
sure.
It was anxiety enough.
Right. And it takes a while to, you know, you have to make that huge purchase. And now you have so many other months that are now affected by that purchase. So
yep. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Set you back.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Oh, I was lucky to, I was blessed to have the funds to be able to do it.
Good.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, again, if people want to get involved, Heidi, go to your Facebook page.
Yep, go to our Facebook page.
Earnest Effort Christmas Wish.
Yep, that is what it is called. You can always call me, text me, you know, find me wherever. I'll be around.
You need more people on your board?
No, we're pretty set there. Like, we've got a good system of, you know, I block out names so they don't really know the names. I'm kind of the only person that gets to see that. And then we just pass the stories down the line, and it's a wild process, but works for us.
Yeah. Well, there's Toys for Tots.
Right.
We had those folks on last Friday.
Which is great.
Toys for Tots program. Salvation Army has a Red Kettle campaign. They assist with lots of the things that you just talked about as well. And every year when I ring the bell on Christmas Eve at Fairway, somebody invariably will stop by and reminisce about when they were a kid and they remembered how their family struggled and Salvation Army came through for them. I've had people write $1,000 checks coming through the line and said, make sure this gets to the right person.
Right.
That's awesome.
Oh, it's amazing. You know, I don't alter people's lists that they send in. So like a kid will send in an Xbox or a PlayStation. Those are huge ticket items. I don't alter that list. I let it go out there. And it's always because there was some kid out there that they didn't have the game system that all their friends had. And those are always the people that want to buy that game system for that kid because they know what that feels like. So it's happened more times than I can count. And it's that same story every time. I was that kid that didn't have one, and I always wanted one. And now I work in IT. This was last year. Now I work in IT, and I can afford it. And he bought two of them last year.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
What an awesome story.
Oh, a great story.
You could write a book about this, Heidi.
I have stories. We could sit here forever.
I mean, again, you don't have to divulge names or anything.
Right. It's really the, you know, the heart of the story that matters. The names, people sometimes will figure out the names.
I've already got a name for your book.
Let's hear it.
The Heart of Christmas.
There you go. Sounds like a Hallmark movie. Maybe we could get that going too.
Yeah. Would you star in it?
No. No, I don't want any more. I don't want the attention. I'll have someone prettier than me like you up there starring in it.
Oh, my. You need glasses, contacts or something.
Sure.
But thanks for coming in. I do appreciate it and have fun. I was a Grand Marshal the second year of this parade. And because I was doing a ball game up in the Twin Cities for Carlton, I was the play-by-play guy for them for 22 years. I got to town late, so they put me at the end of the parade. Normally, the Grand Marshal's at the start, right? Mm-hmm. Toward the start.
Yep.
But I was put at the end of the parade. It was 40 degrees that year.
It's going to be a cold one this year.
And snowy.
Yep.
Is in the forecast, but I think that's perfect for a winter parade.
I agree. And I'm glad to be at the front so that my dad and brother can get back home and milk cows when they're done.
Yeah, well, that, you know what that's like. Hey, thanks again, Heidi. It was nice meeting you.
Thank you.
Appreciate you coming in. And stick around. I've got to get you that check for the $100 for the little 8-year-old. I think that's going to be so cool. That'll make my Christmas, not just